You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is the 22nd day of August, 2013. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line is Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Another topsy-turvy week in Chicago. The market's been both up and down today, though. It was a down day. What'd you make of the marketplace?
Well, today was one of those days where the bear pretty well had it from the get-go. Had a little bit better than expected rains overnight at in the western Corn Belt. The market kind of finished weak technically yesterday, even though it did close higher. Weekly export sales were nothing really to blow about. And then the Pro Farmer Tour, I think, probably got the most credit for the down move today was the verification that the Illinois crop yield is in that 170 range, and that kind of verifies what USDA was putting out here a week or two ago at 165, and then I think Western Iowa had a good yield. So I think all of that, and then there's some weather forecasters that put a little more rain in the forecast, and there's supposed to be, I know we're supposed to put a high pressure system into the Midwest for the next 7 to 10 days, but I think once you reach out beyond that 10 days, some of the weather forecasters want to flatten that ridge out and bring rain into the growing region, and nobody wanted to buy it in that atmosphere, and so we basically went sharply lower, especially in the corn market.
I suppose they just looked back at the USDA numbers and said, hey, wait a second, maybe they're right at 154, 154.2 on the corn. But more importantly, that the 1.7, 1.8 billion bushel carryout might be pretty close?
Well, I think that's the key. It's not, there's nothing that came out of the Pro Farmer crop tour that would suggest a much lower yield than USDA put out. And as long as you keep the national average yield at USDA's level, give or take a bushel, you still end up with a fairly sizable ending stocks level. And that's what everybody's looking at. And they feel with that type of ending stocks level, the market needs to go lower to seek out demand and maybe, you know, lower that ending stocks level at the end of the day. But at current prices, we're basically priced out of the world market by about 50 cents. World buyers can buy Black Sea corn, buy South American corn about 50 cents cheaper. So at current day prices, it's hard to get enthused about corn prices going higher unless we're going to bring the production level sharply lower from USDA's August estimate. And I would not necessarily rule that out. It's just that the way the market views it right now, that it's a very adequate supply.
Tell me about supply across the planet and distribution. You discussed the Ukrainian, the Korean corn crops in particular. They can't stand for very long, I wouldn't think. They're just not that big. U.S., the United States is the largest supplier, has been for quite some time, of corn into the marketplace. Argentina does some, Brazil a little bit maybe, but they're having a difficult time moving the crop even off the field and into some storage place that might be close to a distribution place, a distribution center. So how does it work? And maybe think about, rather than the near term, but once we start harvest process, will those other supplies be depleted enough, and will the U.S. Be the supplier to the world?
Well, it will be if it goes cheap enough. I mean, we have a good logistics system. We have good quality of corn. And if prices would go down to the world levels, then we would probably be a much stronger seller into the world market. But at the end of the day, most other countries will always undercut us. So we're, at the end of the day, we're more of a residual supplier of world inventory, and I think that's probably what the case will be. But, you know, I think, you know, when you take a look at soybeans and the price of corn, the corn-soybean ratio basically tells South Americans to plant more soybeans this coming fall than corn. So maybe we may end up with a less corn production number out of South America, and then that may benefit us some maybe next spring. But at least in the near term, the trade is just basically focused on U.S. supply production and, you know, where we're going to be at maybe at the end of the harvest. We still have a major process yet of making the transition from old crop to new crop, especially with the corn, 2 to 3 weeks or so later than average. The southern crop is coming in later than expected, so you still have some very strong front-end cash bids that will probably, I think, extend themselves probably a little further down the road than maybe people thought they were, you know, a couple months ago.
Yeah, the beans did not break as hard as the corn for the day. Is there just more left in the beans because there may be fewer beans in the field?
The balance sheet looks tighter in beans, and this is probably, the trade kind of feels that this is probably more critical weather in here over the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks for soybeans, and I think the Pro Farmer Tour did indicate that there's a high variability in the maturity of the soybean crop, even as in corn, too. But the trade, the balance sheet looks awfully tight, especially if we don't get a good, meaningful rain across the Corn Belt area here in the next 10 days or so.
Take me through the technicals and what you're seeing at this time and what's changed again, if anything, in the last week.
Well, I think soybeans are going to end up the month of August with a monthly reversal to the upside, which I think that tells you that the soybean market is going to kind of shift into more of a sideways to higher trend. It may be smaller U.S. inventories. It may be problems getting the South American crop planted or growing that crop. It may be a little stronger demand than what the trade is thinking. But I think technically the soybean market is in pretty good shape to kind of trend more in a sideways to higher trend, even though we are in a weather market. Now, if we would get a good 2-inch rain, then that may pull the plug on some of the technicals right now. But at least for now, that looks pretty good. Corn, I think corn's kind of in the process of trying to carve out some kind of pre-harvest low and then patiently wait to see what the actual crop is when the combines start rolling, because I don't think farmers are going to sell much inventory at these levels until they know what their yield is. And then I'm not even too sure there'll be big sellers then. We do have an empty pipeline, so we have a lot of space for storage. But I think at the time being, the market's trying to see how low they can push it. Today's losses is a little discouraging from a technical point of view. But it's they basically just have given back about half, a little bit more than half of what the advance was off of last week's low. And this could be a spot for consolidation, and the market could easily turn higher tomorrow and close higher and not be a bad performance for the week.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today, Dan.
Very well, Todd.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He's in Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report.